For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And the moment we knew would arrive, it's here. Summer won't be summer without Shakespeare in Delaware Park, right?
Well, no. I mean, we've lost Shaw, we've lost the Stratford Festival, and now, what, the third shoe has dropped?
Right. But Shakespeare Delaware Park is planning to have lots of online activities, and so they're promising more to come. But we have no idea how long it will be. It's getting a little dire. I note that last week we talked about the industries that depend upon the entertainment industry for their own survival.
We mentioned restaurants and how people can help by doing takeout and curbside delivering things.
Yeah, and then the Hyatt Regency closed, the hotel.
What do you mean closed?
They pulled out.
There is no longer a Hyatt Regency in Buffalo.
Right.
That was the flagship hotel, I mean, for most of my life.
Well, it was, and a lot of the touring people would stay there. Typically, if somebody was starring at Shays, they would also be in that hotel. It was so conveniently down the street. This is getting serious as furloughs turn into layoffs, which could turn into terminations for people. I'm noting they've really ramped up the fundraising out of New York City tonight. Tonight's a big night. Their musical fair is going to do their 30th anniversary. Just a little 30-minute thing. This is not the actual party, which they'll do eventually, but we've had musical fair for 30 years, so kind of a 30-minute toast online with musical fair. You can find it on their website. That's at 7:30, but at 8 o'clock, BroadwayCares.org, Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, is rebroadcasting Cheetah, a legendary celebration from 2013, which was a fabulous concert. I was there in New York with Tommy Toon and Ben Vereen and all kinds of marvelous people.
At the August Wilson Theater. You were there.
I was there, yes. Well, they're streaming it tonight at 8 o'clock, and you can give donations. And I was just so amused, the difference between New York City and Buffalo. You know, I've supported many of these events in New York City. They're great fun to do. But the VIP giving, for merely $50,000, I can have a Zoom party with director Graziella Danielle with up to 20 guests.
Wow. Just $50,000?
Just $50,000, yeah. I think the real bargain, though, is that for $10,000, I can have a Zoom party with Richard Amaro, who is the dancer who partners Cheetah. That would be certainly fun. But at least you should spend $5,000, you get a Zoom party with just some ensemble member. But you know, it could be Ramon de Barrio. That would be wonderful. He's, you know, but I just, the difference between New York and Buffalo, I get calls from places where I've given the roundabout calling, and I said, you know, I see how much people are giving there. In Buffalo, I can give $50 to Theater of Youth, and it'll be appreciated. You know, here's $75, Shakespeare in Delaware Park, and it will help. And so during this period of time, I just said, you know, yes, I will be back and support you in the future. But right now, I think that I'm going to focus on my giving close to home.
And yeah. And if anyone wants to contribute to any of the theatrical groups, just go to their website. They make it incredibly easy, and you can do it all there online.
Right. But you can still see the Cheetah concert for free. It'll stream it for free. You don't have to give. 8 o'clock tonight.
And that's BroadwayCares.org/Cheetah.
Right. But remember, 7:30 musical fair, 8 o'clock Cheetah. And that's tonight. So television viewing. Well, I finished Hollywood. Did you watch it?
I did not. We have other series we have to get through first. I've been told.
Well, Hollywood, as trashy as it could humanly be, and I just loved every minute of it. It's sort of a utopian Hollywood. What if people were not really self-motivated, bigoted pigs in Hollywood after the war? What if there were actually wonderful, forward-thinking people who did wonderful things? The final episode, after all the trash you've endured, it redeems itself in the final episode. But along the way, you get to see Patti LuPone and Holland Taylor, Joe Mantello, Darren Criss, Jim Parsons, Jeremy Pope. These are all people with wonderful Broadway credits. It is a guilty pleasure. As trash, it's the top of the line.
Top of the line trash.
Yes.
Now, I was wondering, there are these awards for websites called the Webbies, but I'm wondering, are there going to be awards perhaps called the Zoomies for all of these Zoom productions?
There should be. That's all I'll say.
There should. But more to the point, will there be awards for podcasts? Because word on the street is there's a wonderful podcast that's available to all. With Peter Palmisano and somebody named Anthony Chase. What do you know about this podcast?
Peter has a podcast for Road Less Traveled Productions where he talks about the theater. It's very fun. He'd been doing it where he talks for a long period of time with one person, and they've jazzed up the format so you don't have to endure me for an hour. just a brief little conversation. And who doesn't love Peter Palmisano, wonderful actor in town? And he just very laid back, and he talks to people. Just a charming little fix of theater, which Word Less Traveled is providing with Peter Palmisano. And you can find it on their website.
And we'll have all of these links on the web version of Theater Talk on the WBFO.org website.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.